So in this week's parsha, we learn primarily first about the Bechoira and then about the Brochas. And if we learn these parshas Lefi Pshuton, Yaakov doesn't appear to be entirely a Ishtam Yoshev Oyhalim. I think we learn to learn these sugyas according to the Zohar HaKadosh, totally different perspective and a profound understanding. The Zohar says when Yaakov tries to get the Bechoira out of Esav and he takes advantage of Esav's desperation, why does Yaakov need the Bechoira? It has nothing to do with his own benefit. It has nothing to do with him. Yaakov knows Beruach Kodesh or Beruach HaKodesh, Bechoira and Brocha are the same letters. The Zohar says the Brochas are designated for the Bechoira. Yaakov needs the Bechoira only because he needs the Brochas. And actually Yaakov is the Bechor. B'ni Bechori Yisrael, the Novi says. But Yaakov wants to cement that right. And he wants to make sure that there will be no question. Yaakov needs the Bechor to get the Brochas, the Zohar explains. And why does he need the Brochas? So the Zohar goes into detail. Yaakov during his lifetime got four different sets of brochas. The most important ones are the ones from this week's parasha. The ones he achieves from Yitzchak b'mirmo, the conspiracy of Rivka together with Yaakov to get Esav's brochas out of Yitzchak. When Yitzchak is afraid for Yaakov's life and he tells him, go to Padan Aram v'yevorech oisai. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is nigger Yaakov Avinu, and he gets the third brocha. And the final ones are the climax in Parshas Vayishlach Ve'yeovik Ish Imoy Ada Lo Yisashachar Lo Yishalechacho Kiyim Birechtoni, and the Malach benches him once again. The Zohar explains Yaakov had a very difficult lifetime, many trials and tribulations, but for himself, Yaakov takes the lesser brochas, the ones that are least important. They were all important, but out of the four, Yaakov for himself takes the brochas that Yitzchak benched him when he leaves Yitzchak's home on his way to Lavan. The other three brochas are for Klal Yisrael throughout the generations. And we were zoiche in Geulas Mitzrayim and in Binyan Beis HaMikdash HaRisha, in the first Beis HaMikdash, in the merit of one brocha. We were zoiche of Geulas Boval and Binyan Bayis Sheni, in the merit of another brocha. And the most important brochas, the ones of this week's parsha, are the ones that will ultimately bring us out of Golas Edoim, and we will be zoiche to the Bayis HaShlishi, to Yeshua Seilomim, and to the Geulas Shalema. That is why Yaakov needs the brochas, and that is why Yaakov needs the Bechoira. Only by getting the Bechoira does he know he will have the brochas. And when we learn the Zohar, everything gets a different perspective. It's not about Yaakov. But I still ask, why was it Minas Shamayim that Yaakov will get these brochas b'derech mirmo? Why did that need to be? And why couldn't Yaakov get the brochas in an honest, straightforward, clear way? Libi Yomeli. There will come times in which it won't be obvious who's Yaakov and who's Esav. There won't be that much of a difference. It already happened. By Kriyas Yamsov, Chazal says, Sora Shalyam argued, Manishtan Elo Me'elo, Alo Lo Evda V'Dezor, Alo Lo Evda V'Dezor. Why should I split for the Jews and not for the Egyptians? They don't seem to be that much different. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, this is the way I want it to be. The Novi Malachi, who was the last Novi, says, Ahavti Yaschem Lom Hashem, V'amartam B'mei Avtonu. Haloi Ach Esav L'Yankov. V'ohav Es Yankov, V'es Esav Sunesi. I love you. Why? How? How do we know? Yankov and Esav are two brothers. I love Yankov and I hate Esav. And the Navi seems to say, it's not because they're that much different, but this is the way I want it to be. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. So So at the end of days, many Jews won't be that much different from their Goyish friends, but they still will be redeemed. So dafke these brachas that will make the ultimate difference, and it is in the merit of these brachas that we will be zeich at the end of days to Agul Shleima, were given to Yaakov when Yaakov actually appeared to be Esav, and there was no difference between Yaakov and Esav, and Yitzchak actually thought that he's bestowing these brachas on Esav, and from Yitzchak's perspective, Yaakov got them by mistake. This is the way it had to be, Min HaShemayim, because we will need these brachas at the end of days, whether we deserve them or not. And some of us, many of us, right now, the majority of us, appears to be not that much different than Esav. Va'af al pikein. These are the brachas that will get us out of the golus. These are the brachas that will bring us all home. Home to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, home to Eretz Yisrael, home to Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh, home to Mashiach Tzidkenu, b'mehero v'yomeinu.